You're listening to TV Madness with Makisha Madden-Toby. I'm your host. Thanks for listening. Iyanla Van Zandt, self-help guru and host of Iyanla Fix My Life, is coming under a lot of fire for her recent and controversial comments on the hashtag Black Lives Matter movement. You can find my article on that on Essence.com. We talked about her challenge for the cause and her upcoming third season of own reality intervention series, Iyanla Fix My Life, which debuts Sunday, September 19th. This season, Iyanla will spotlight the rise and fall of Olympic ice skater Debbie Thomas and two closeted gay pastors in the Black church, among other subjects. Here we talk about Black Lives Matter, as well as the show and what she thinks about Black Lives Matter. Check it out.
So thank you for making the time to do this. Essence really wanted me to ask you about the Black Lives Matter movement and sort of if you're going to be able to get that into season three. Is that something you want to get in season three? Is there a way to do that?
Well, no, season three is shot.
Okay.
It would have to be season four.
Okay.
That we do it. I think I've been doing Black Lives Matter.
Right.
I mean,
you talked about it at Essence Fest and another crowd ate it up. Yeah. And everybody
you matter. You matter, period. You matter. And until you know that, it's going to be hard for other people to honor it.
Yeah.
But you matter. And I'm still connected to the young men that I put together in Ferguson, you know, and working with them, that they matter. We got to stop talking about it and really start doing the work about it.
Right, I mean, that's the thing. A lot of people are giving lip service to it and putting hashtags on it.
But what does that mean?
But what does it mean?
Who defined it?
Right.
And then what is the ask?
Right.
What is the ask? Black lives matter, therefore we ask. Black lives matter, therefore we are willing to. Black lives matter, therefore we must.
Right.
I mean, just to say Black lives matter,
right.
That's just like saying, you know, I'm hungry. Or, you know, whatever.
Stomach pains matter.
Right. What are we saying? What does that mean?
Right.
You know, it's what taking the moment and making it a movement requires some level of action. Yeah. And unfortunately, some level of leadership.
Right, right.
Which is a problem for us.
So maybe that's why people want you to get involved. They want you to, like, tell people what to do, or...
Well, what's the ask?
Right.
What is the ask? When we say Black Lives Matter, what are we saying? And what is the ask? Because without an ask, it's just the slogan. Really?
Yeah.
What's the ask?
Yeah.
I can promote the ask, and then what do we do when the ask is unheard?
Right.
What are we willing to do? What's the next step? It's like, I'm going to bake a cake. I've got the flour. I don't have an oven or pan or sugar or milk, but I want a cake, and I got the flour. You understand? Really? Black Lives Matter. We got the flour.
Right. Right.
What else is required?
Do you think it's a generational thing? Like that the fact that there's, like you said, there's a slogan, there's a hashtag, and then that's kind of it so far.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. People feel like that's enough to get.
Because our generation, these generations, aren't willing to do what they did in Montgomery and Selma. Really. Because there was leadership. Hmm. Is this generation willing to move beyond their creature comforts and their instant communication to be consistent and committed to what is required to have the ask answered? But there was no ask. When they took over the Montgomery bus boycott, there was an ask. There was an ask. We're not sitting in the back of the bus anymore. There was an ask. Right. What is the ask?
Right. Man, I'm glad I asked you that. Okay. So what else can we expect? I mean, what can we expect from season three? We saw the preview.
I think that the one thing that we talk about in this season are the things that we whisper about.
Mm.
You know, we know the gay pastors about living inauthentically. We know the violence among women with generations of mothers and daughters fighting and threatening themselves. We know the body enhancements by the former model. Mm. You know, But do we know the epic Olympic fall from grace by a part of our history? Debbie Thomas was the first African-American athlete to medal in the Winter Olympics. The first. So she is a part of our history. She's a part of world history.
Right.
She's a part of international history. And she had everything that everybody today wants. The fame, the fortune, the notoriety of being an Olympic gold medalist who is today living in a trailer park.
How does that happen?
How does it happen? She left the Olympics and went on to become one of the few orthopedic surgeons, African-American orthopedic surgeons in this country after the Olympics. How does that happen?
Wow. How did you find out about her? Like, did they approach
she,
you?
No, she, 95% of my guests write us.
Wow.
She wrote in to be on Where Are They Now?
Oh.
But the story was so compelling until we took her on Fix My Life. Because Where Are They Now is just about where are they. Her life required another level of intervention.
Are we in the signal?
No.
So what's your secret? How are you not aging? Because I swear I interviewed you like a few years ago and you look younger now. Mm-hmm. So how are you doing this?
The black don't crack. The black don't crack. And I don't know. You know, I think commitment youths you. Your vision youths you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I think it's genetic. I don't know. but commitment does youth you. And vision does youth you. I don't have to do the work. The vision pulls me forward. And I have many things in my life that bring me joy. Really. I'm not a joyless person. I have, chicken wings and scrapbooking and law and order. These are things that bring me joy.
That is outstanding.
All manner of chicken wings.
That is outstanding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, I live my life. I still do my own laundry. I still do my own shopping. You know, I have clear boundaries. When I go to Walmart to get my discount soap powder, I'm not talking to you about your issues in the spam aisle. I'm not.
Okay. Last question. Is there all the episodes you've done, are there any that stand out in your mind still that people ask you about or that you go back in your own mind and say, I wish I could have, or I wonder what happened to, or...
No. I know what happened to them. We know what happens to our guests. And I never second guess myself because I'm not committed to the outcome. I think that the guest that continues to stand out for me is Miss Bonnie, the woman who weighed 600 pounds and hadn't left her house in 7 years. When they took her out of that house and a sun hit her face for the first time. Mm. The courage that it took for her to do that.
Yeah.
I think she's the guest that stands out to me, but don't tell my other guests that. and I never second guess, really. I really don't. People come to me so they can only do what they can do.
Right.
And I can't want more for them than they want for themselves. I can't give them more than they already have. And I can't do what they're not willing to do. So I'm really, really, I think, the one guess I failed one guess. Yeah. I failed DMX.
Really? I don't think you did.
Because I was guided and directed by the Holy Spirit to do something, and I didn't do it. I didn't do it. And I don't know, had I done it, would the show have turned out differently? But that was my failure, that I did not find, and I have never, ever done that again. What they tell me to do, I do. Mm-hmm. Even much, very often, to the horrification of my producers. But that's why I say I failed him. Because I didn't do what the Holy Spirit told me to do. Yeah. But in terms of what we did on the show, I think I did what I could.
Yeah, that's all you can do. Yeah. Thank you so much, Yanla. You're awesome.
Good stuff. Yanla Fix My Life returns for a third season Sunday, September 19th on OWN. And that's our show. Here's the part where I thank a bunch of folks. Thank you to Yanla Van Zandt for her honesty, even if it's getting her into hot water on Twitter, which kind of supports her argument, but whatever. That's a discussion for another show. Our sponsor, Record Surplus LA, the last record store. Visit recordsurplusla.com. NPR West, the amazing Theo Mondo for making me sound somewhat normal. Production assistant and graphic artist Adam Janis, and you. Thanks for listening. Tumba tum 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 tum